Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, Sister Stanislaus Kennedy, known to all of us as Sister Stan, passed away in November. Her final book, written with her good friend Sheila Wall, was published posthumously. It's called Sacred Stillness, a book of meditations from the sanctuary. The sanctuary was just one of Sister Stan's many projects, including Focus Ireland and the Immigrant Council of Ireland. It's a place of meditation and mindfulness. Two people who teach there regularly and who contributed to the book are Brother Richard Hendrick and Jane Nagrich. And they join me to talk about their friend and their colleague, Sister Stan, who recruited them both.
Recruited is the word, first of all, because when Stan invited you to do anything, you generally discovered that ever before the invitation had come, she'd already made the plan for you. You were in situ almost immediately. So she was dynamic. And that was that's the word really that sticks with me more than anything else. A woman on fire. Absolutely on fire in terms of social justice, in terms of the work she was doing with Focus Housing, with the Sanctuary, with the Immigrant Council of Ireland, all of those elements that really Stan held very close to her, came out of an understanding that we can always be better as human beings. Mm. We can always move further and more deeply into relationship with each other. And she invited everybody, myself included, to kind of step up to that.
Mm. And Jane, how did you get to know Sister Stan and how you came to work at the sanctuary? How did that happen?
So I started at the sanctuary actually as their program manager, and then I moved into their managing director role. And I'm sort of back to developing programs again. So yeah, there's been a little bit of a full circle. So I came to, I knew about Stan, like, on a very surface level, just kind of, I can remember being in Tesco and seeing, you know, her books, you know, in the book aisle, and came to work with her very closely in the sanctuary. She lived at the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So we got to see her everydayness, the everydayness of Stan, and had lots of really informal conversations. But just as Richard was saying, you know, she had a huge passion for the work of the sanctuary. But it wasn't until I'd been working there for a couple of years and knowing her at that very human level, yeah, that I saw the Being Stan, a documentary that RTE had, yes, had made on her. And I remember going into the sanctuary after that and being like, Stan, I feel like I should drop to my knees right now. I just can't get over, you know, everything that she accomplished, all the battles that she fought, you know, and just what a voice she was for the marginalized. And it was just so interesting to see, you know, because that was her outer work. Mm. But I was very much connected to Stan through her inner work, you know, the sort of the soul of Stan and what drove the social campaigner that she was. Mm. So it was just really interesting to see, yeah, to see the two sides of her.
And she was also, I was lucky enough to know her as well, but she was so always disarmingly low-key, wasn't she? Like, she was this remarkable person, Brother Richard, but she carried it all so lightly.
We were talking about her as a group in the sanctuary only recently, and one of the things that came across very much was Stan was so fully herself. Mm. She didn't need you to be anything else other than who you were. Mm. So as a result, you entered into this space with her that was very open and very relaxed and very calm, even though there was great dynamism and energy behind it and generally some great work would come out of it. But as a result, you kind of entered the room and were, the word you used there, disarmed is perfect. You were disarmed by her compassion, by her kindness, her calmness and the stability she had within herself.
I'm thinking today also of her good friend and her collaborator, Sheila Wall, who compiled this gorgeous last book with Sister Stan. It's called Sacred Stillness. Richard, what does the book offer the reader, do you think?
I think it gives a glimpse into the inner life of Sister Stan, as Jane mentioned there, even though it's a beautiful collaborative book, a book where while both the words of Stan and Sheila are present within the book, they drew on all of the various facilitators and meditation teachers from many, many different traditions and brought them together. And that, in essence, is what the sanctuary was about. The sanctuary centre, Stan saw as an oasis in the heart of the city that, while emerging from the Christian tradition, would also be open to the wisdom of all other sacred traditions. And the one practice that's common to all of those traditions is the invitation to stillness. And I think in a world that's so chaotic at the moment, the book and the sanctuary itself are a wonderful invitation and a wonderful remedy to kind of the craziness of our world today.
And when you say an invitation to stillness, what do you both mean by that?
For me, stillness is an entry into the peace that is actually the foundation of our being. So often we're so consumed by all of the changes, all of the differentiation that goes on within our mind, our heart, or the activity of our life, etc. But actually, underneath it all, deep down for many of us, and sometimes very hard to reach or hard to find without maybe good teaching or good facilitation, but there is a stillness that speaks of peace and that speaks of the absolute meaning behind human life.
Yeah, I think it's that part of us that's unchanging. You know, the part of Jane that is Jane sitting in this radio station, you know, doing this interview, Jane the teacher, Jane the mother, you know, Jane the student. There's this part that this thread that connects me in some way. So it's that inner stillness. Yeah, that powerful place where there's calm and peace that we can access, that we generally do use the breath to access. Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sounds and the feeling of the earth beneath our feet. Yeah.
And actually, because this is obviously a very busy time for people, Christmas Day, I mean, how do you bring that stillness into the frenetic times that we're currently in today?
Oh, there's all sorts of different ways that we, I'm sure Brother Richard probably has his own ways of, I know for me, very early mornings, I'm one of those early morning risers, and there's nothing like being awake before the rest of the house, do you know, and taking that space to just drink like a cup of tea, do you know, watching the birds at my bird feeder, you know, breathing and just being really present for whatever is happening right in front of me. But also we were talking the other day just about, I often turn to the woods, do you know, and go to the little woods. I live in Baltinglass. There's a little wood close by, and connecting in with that whole web of life that's around, that's untouched by all of the noise and the whistles and, you know, the merriment of the season. And it can bring a real deep, profound sense of peace and stillness and, yeah, regrouping for me.
And that probably the nature holds true for you too, doesn't it, Brother Richard? Because, I mean, you're a Franciscan brother. You bring nature into your writing. You've a few pieces in this book. Give me an idea of one of those meditations, sitting with a tree as brother or sister.
Yeah, well, I suppose coming from the Franciscan tradition, St. Francis of Assisi, you know, taught that if we allow ourselves to recognize that we all come from the one creator, then that makes everything in creation a family. And so he would address all creatures as brother or sister, you know, brother sun and sister moon. And the same is true for the trees. And often, you know, we pass them by very quickly. We you know, we might notice the changing of the leaves or the changing of the seasons. But for most of us, the trees on our daily walk to work or, you know, at the back of the garden or whatever are just the annoyance that drop the leaves or the things we have to kind of negotiate around. So The meditation that's actually included in the book around this is simply to sit with another being, another level of being, and to recognize the gift that can be present in this mutual gazing, this mutual awareness, and then to find the kind of lessons that the other beings offer. So the tree offers us its rootedness, its stillness, the fact that it doesn't try to be anything else other than tree, and that it accepts the changing of the seasons, where we very often kind of reject them or decide that we like some more than others. So there's a lot of wisdom in just stopping and being with the different levels of creation.
That's really interesting. And Jane, you have pieces in the book also about rest and, mm-hmm. you know, to digest, not about digesting the Christmas dinner, mind you.
No.
And you were talking about nature there, of course, and you bring us to nature too with water.
Yeah.
So specifically, how can my listeners, say, access an easy moment of calm, of meditation today and every day?
I would say the breath. The breath is our quickest, most easy, most accessible route into a space of stillness or calm or peace. And it's really taking a moment to pause, to feel the feet on the ground, and to really get in touch with what it feels like to breathe. So rather than thinking about the breath, even placing a hand on the chest or the belly and following the full path of the breath three times, just taking three mindful, conscious breaths usually brings us back into our body and brings us out of that sort of distracted head into the moment where we can start to hear the birds singing or hear what's happening and really opening up our awareness to, to hear.
Yeah, the breaths. Yeah. And Richard, what benefits, you must both have seen this, have you seen in people who learn from you and Jane and the other teachers in the sanctuary?
I think the first thing is a level of awareness of the present moment, as Jane was saying, the ability to kind of connect into the present moment. One of our biggest difficulties as human beings is we spend much of our mental time off in the future or in the past. And so we can miss the gift of the present moment, the gift of actually being present. And as Jane mentioned, that, you know, we have these biological anchors in us that are actually meant to connect us to the present moment, like the breath, like feeling the feet on the ground, like being present. And when you give those gifts, those techniques to people, no matter what tradition they come from, even just as basic ways of entering into their own humanity, what you find is an expansiveness or a spaciousness that begins to grow within them. The recognition that life is a succession of present moments and that the past is only useful to me in as much as I've learned from it. The future has yet to happen. But the place of actual action where I can change things is the present. And that brings us back to Stan, because that's what she tried to do, to bring people into the present so that change could happen.
And interesting, bringing it back to Stan about how, you know, being present changes the facilitators. We've spoken about Stan and, you know, when I watched being Stan, there's an urgency, there's a quickness, there's a vitality in her. But when you, I'm sure as you know, Miriam, when you meet her in person, she's very grounded, very peaceful, very measured. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, was that her youth that we saw on the program? But we think it's actually her practice. It was her practice of meditation and contemplation and her deep connection, you know, to being present and stillness that really, really transformed her.
And I assume you both will continue her work, that you'll both carry on with what Sister Stan started in the sanctuary.
Oh, absolutely. There's, like we were mentioning, all the different programs that are still running at the sanctuary. Brother Richard is the head of the Warrior Program. We're in the process at the moment of developing. We've just piloted a nature-based intervention program, the Nature and Healing Program. There's teacher training programs. There's Caring for the Caregiver programs. There's so much richness.
Richness and beauty. It's a very beautiful space. I'd encourage any of your listeners, you know, the sanctuary has regular open days and open mornings. Just come along and be in that environment, be in that space. Stan was very conscious of the fact that, you know, beauty has its own contemplative gift, that it can kind of bring us into a space of gentleness. And I remember some of the young people from one of our inner city programs coming in at one stage, and one of the children's response to the sanctuary was, I never knew I was good enough to be in a place like this. Mm-hmm. And even just offering the gift of those kind of beautiful spaces to people, that has its own effect. And to know that there is that kind of like breathing lung or breathing oasis in the heart of the city because of Stan, it's a huge gift, and we will definitely be continuing that work.
That's wonderful. How are you spending today, by the way, Christmas Day, Brother Richard?
Well, Christmas Day for me is spent with the community. Obviously, we have our prayer and our gathering for Mass. And last night we would have had the beautiful celebration of the midnight Mass and midnight offices and things like that. And then there will be Christmas dinner, just like there's Christmas dinner in most houses.
Excellent.
And
turkey.
And there will be sitting back.
Yeah.
Turkey for others. I'm vegetarian myself.
Okay.
So we'll stick to the trimmings.
And you, Jane?
I have actually my mother and my brother visiting from Canada.
Right.
And so I'll be with them and my son. I have children all over the world. So I have one baby who's here visiting. So we'll have a nice quiet Christmas Day dinner together.
Yeah. Oh, well, happy Christmas to you both. It's been lovely spending time with you both. You're very calm. And thank you both for remembering Sister Stan with us this morning. Aryesh J. Gareva Hanum Jilish. The book is called Sacred Stillness, a book of meditations from the sanctuary, and it's published by Red Stripe Press. Brother Richard Hendrick and Jane Nagridge, thank you both. Agus nulla colour.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas.